Q94, your Mountain Rock, a Friday morning adventure. Week 9 high school football coaches shows continues. We venture off into Texas County, talk with head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Hey, coach, here it is, week 9. And, boy, time flies. But last week you were at the Grove to take on Coach Swofford and his Panthers, coming up short. But you had some opportunities there, but it was not your night, was it?
It wasn't. You know, we started out with a 5-minute drive to start the game. Had a kid jump off sides. Obviously, they would have jumped too. But you know, when offensive guy jumps, you're always going to get called for that. And then what would have moved the chains, put us in third and long, and we don't get it. And then we line up the punt, and they brought it and blocked the punt from about the 40, and I don't know, it seemed like 20 seconds later they finally picked the ball up and in the end zone scored. So a quick turn of events happened really fast. It was just kind of how the night went. I think it was 21-0 before we got on the board, and at that point just kind of exchanged scores. And it was 28-14 at half, and I think we both scored one more time in the second half. But, you know, every time we would have something big happen at the right time, and I thought our offense played excellent. We just penalty had three big pass plays that happened at the exact right moment that they needed to happen, and a penalty brought them back. So, you know, that's, can't do that against quality opponents and expect to win. It was one of those times when you're knocking on the door, but Mountain Grove responded and slammed it shut. So definitely got to fix the penalty situation.
Well, week 9, you are at home. It'll be senior night, I believe, for your Houston Tigers, and you're going to be hosting the Liberty Eagles, and of course a conference foe, a district foe. And what are you thinking you're going to see out of Coach Acklin and the Liberty Eagles?
You know, they're fast. They do a lot of different things offensively. Defensively, I think they look a little different than they have in the past. Seem to be putting more guys in the box and just trying to say here we are, move us out of the way. But you know, it's going to be important for our defense to line up. The formations and motions and shifts and trades and everything that Liberty's going to want to do. But, you know, you try to stop the run, they're going to throw it. You try to stop the pass, and they're going to run it. So kind of a two-headed monster. They do a lot of things well. So it's just going to be up to our defense to align correctly, and we have to make plays. We have to figure out how to get them off the field. And then, you know, same as always, offensively, we're going to have to stay on the field and keep our defense off of there. But, you know, I think, you know, in the past they've been more of a stack team. This year they look to put more guys on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, I think that's presented problems for people. And we're just going to have to figure out a way to neutralize that.
Yeah, they, you know, the thing that really stands out to me with Liberty is their team speed. They've got an abundance of team speed kind of all over. Their linebackers are quick. Of course, their secondary's quick. And they're able to close the gap or make up ground really nicely defensively. But offensively, you know, it seems like the stymie for the Eagles has been the team that's been able to disguise their defensive strategy the best. And it kind of throws them off.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we're going to be tricky enough to disguise anything, but, you know, we're going to give it our best shot and see what happens. But, you know, the problem we've had in our three losses is stopping the big play. So, yeah. You know, we've got to keep everything in front of us. You know, I think playing teams where we had to play assignment football has been a real struggle. So at least they're going to line up and either roll out to run it or pass it or whatever they're going to do. But we're not going to have to tackle every person on every play. So hopefully that will be better. But, you know, Liberty always is going to pose problems with just athletes, and they run their routes so well, and you see it. I watched them play Mighty Mites, and I think it was the third and fourth grade game. Uh-huh. And they've sold out at that level, and they're going to do what Coach Ackland wants to do, and they run routes really well, and that's something when you can teach them in third grade how to run a good route. It's really nasty by the time they get into high school, and it's just tough to defend.
Yeah. Well, and forcing a team that wants to stretch the field, forcing them to take the underneath stuff, putting it in the hands of, the quarterback. A lot of times that quarterback wants to take that big shot and will pass up on that underneath stuff. And then that's where defensively a player can have an opportunity to make a play.
Yeah. We definitely need to keep things underneath and don't let them get over the top. But, I understand. I've got a kid myself that plays quarterback in the younger levels. And of course, everybody wants to hit that home run ball. that's what makes the top 10 plays on SportsCenter, and that's what it oohs and ahs people. But, you look at the quarterbacks that go 27 to 31 for 300 yards, that's a pretty tough night to defend. So mm-hmm. We definitely want to keep everything underneath and just try to rally the football and make tackles rather than let their athletes get over the top of us, because if they get over the top of us, that scoreboard may explode. They may put up a ton of points. So definitely we gotta keep the ball in front of us.
Well, tonight it's senior night. How many seniors is on this Tiger team?
Oh, you should not have asked me that. we probably got 12 or 13.
Yeah.
It's a group that has grown over the years. It wasn't always like that, but got some kids back out that haven't played all 4 years. So, it's a good group of kids. Fun group to be around. They all get along. They hang out outside of football. So it's just been a fun group. They don't bring drama. They don't like drama. So, it's been a pleasure to coach those guys. And, they're going to be guys that, you're going to look back at, say, man, they did some really positive things for our program here. And of course, kids that are not going to embarrass the program in any way. So, hats off to the parents. I mean, they've done an excellent job turning these boys into good young men.
Right on. Well, tonight, the Liberty Eagles and the Houston Tigers. Now, this game's only going to air on the Fox 96.9. It will also be live video streamed. And, tonight is the end of the regular season, and then we play for keeps. So good luck tonight, Coach. Thanks for joining us again, everybody. Head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan.
Thanks, Garrett.